Hi there, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Tongren Chakra Balancing teleclass. We're going to follow our usual format tonight and jump right in. We're going to begin with an opening meditation for the purpose of creating a feeling of expansion, helping us to connect to our infinite nature, and putting us in a receptive place so that we can receive the Tongren Chakra Balancing Healing, which will be part two of this class. So we're going to jump right in, and I'd like to begin at the heart chakra. I'd like you to bring your attention to the heart chakra, and I'd like you to begin to breathe in and exhale through the heart. Breathing in through the heart chakra and imagining you're exhaling through the heart. And just taking a couple of breaths this way. And the word, well, you can allow your breathing to return to normal now and just keep your focus and your awareness in the center of the chest. And the word that comes to mind is love. Love. And I'd like you to allow the vibration of the word to wash over you. Love. Love. Feeling the vibration of the word, allowing the vibration to begin to open your heart chakra. Love. Love. And the heart is meant to shine like the sun. The heart is meant to share its love with everyone. The third eye in the chakra system helps us discern how to love, whether to love up close or from afar, whether to be in a relationship or not be in a relationship with someone. So the heart is meant to shine like the sun. So allow your heart to open now and allow your heart to shine like the sun. The third eye is a center of wisdom and clarity and will protect you. If you protect yourself by blocking your heart, you block out all of life. And so allow your heart to be free now. Allow your heart to shine like the sun. Love. Love. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. Allowing your heart to radiate and expand. How open can your heart be? I am a radiant being of light and love. Moving now to the throat chakra. And the word that comes to mind is power. Power. Again, allowing the vibration of the word to wash over you. Feeling the vibration of the word, allowing it to awaken your own inner power. 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 I am a powerful being of light. I am a powerful being of light. I am a powerful being of light. Connecting now with the power that lies within you. Bringing your awareness now to the third eye, located in the center of the forehead, the center for wisdom and clarity. And the word that comes to mind is wisdom. Wisdom. Feeling the vibration of the word, allowing the vibration to awaken your own inner wisdom. 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 Divine wisdom guides me every step of the way. Divine wisdom guides me every step of the way. And then moving to the top of the head, the crown chakra. And the word that comes to mind is devotion. Devotion. I am filled with devotion. I am devoted to service. I am devoted to spirit. I am devoted to offering my full contribution. And when I am devoted to spirit, when I am devoted to service and listening deeply, I attract powerful beings of light to my side. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. And again, your devotion will draw powerful beings of light to your side who will assist you in bringing your life's work out to the world. And so fill yourself with a feeling of devotion now. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. And this time, I'd like you to feel or become aware of the space around or above the top of your head, feeling all that space above the top of your head, going up, up, up into the heavens, becoming aware of the vastness that is above you. In this time, I'd like you to become aware of the space all around your body, sensing or feeling that empty space between you and the walls of the room, allowing your consciousness to spread out now, and really becoming aware of all that space around your body. Imagining this time that you're in space and you're feeling all that space around you in space. Becoming aware of all that space, around you in space, allowing your consciousness to spread out and expand. A friend was telling me about a book she was reading, and in one of the books, and it might have even been autobiography of a yogi, but I'm not sure, one of the gurus said that meditation is where you dump the body. And so we're about to transcend the body now. I'd like you to imagine that the body is falling away and that you are pure consciousness, beginning to connect now with that part of you that is infinite, that part of you that is so much bigger than your body, that part of you that is expansive, infinite, unlimited, and vast. Continuing to feel all that space around you in space. Connecting now with your unlimited nature. Connecting now with that part of you that is expansive, is vast, is light-filled. Feeling all that space around you in space. Merging with the all that is now. Merging with the oneness, becoming no one and no thing, and simultaneously all things. I am one with infinite wisdom. I am one with infinite power. I am one with infinite love. I am one with infinite creativity. I am one with all of life. I am one with all of life. I expand into the oneness. I merge with the all that is. I remember the truth of who I am now. I am an infinite being, having a human experience. I am unlimited. I am unlimited. I am vast. I am eternal. I am one with all of life. I am one with infinite wisdom. I am one with infinite power. I am one with infinite love. I am one with infinite compassion. I am one with all of life. And I'd like to sit in the vastness now. I'd like you to sit in the vastness of who you really are. I'd like you to merge with the oneness and connect with your infinite and unlimited nature. You are an infinite being having a human experience. You are an infinite being. Remember the truth of who you are now. Remember the truth of who you are now. Awaken, awaken, awaken. Seek to bring more of your infinite nature into your everyday life. Seek to remember that you are unlimited and you will manifest more of your unlimited nature. Seek to remember that you are infinite and you will bring forward more of your infinite nature. Remember, remember, remember. Awaken, awaken, awaken. Sit in the vastness now of who you really are. Sit in your true nature now. We'll sit in the silence now for a moment or two, connecting with the truth of who we are. Continuing to feel the space all around you in space. Continuing to expand into the all that is. Feeling your oneness and your unity with all of life. Feeling the vastness of who you really are now. When you're ready, you can slowly bring your attention back to the room around you. And now, I'd like to move on to the second portion of our call. Hopefully from this opening meditation, you're feeling a sense of expansion and openness. We're going to move into the Tongren chakra balancing portion of the phone call now. And Tongren chakra balancing is an energy healing technique. I'll be tapping with a Tongren hammer on the Tongren doll. The doll is an energetic representation of whomever we're treating. And in this case, I'll be treating all of you. And so I'm going to begin. I'm going to make sure the recording's going okay, actually. Okay, I'm going to begin by tapping on the crown chakra of the Tongren doll. And as I tap, I'm going to repeat an affirmation for each chakra. There are a lot of affirmations to choose from, and I'll just be choosing whatever comes to my mind that hopefully is applicable to the group and the group healing. And the first affirmation that comes to mind is, I am open to the miraculous. I am open to the miraculous. Miracles happen every day. I experience miracles. I acknowledge and appreciate all the miracles of my life. I am open to the miraculous. And as I tap, I'm flooding each chakra with healing energy. And now moving to the third eye. I am open and my clarity will protect me. I am open and my wisdom will guide me. And we can protect ourselves by blocking, or we can protect ourselves by being in wisdom and clarity. When we block out all of life. And so aspire to stay open in your energy and allow the wisdom and the clarity of your third eye to guide you in right relations and right action. Again, when you block out all of life. I am open and my wisdom will protect me. I am open and my clarity will guide me. When I block out all of life, and so I keep my energy field open, and I allow wisdom and clarity to be my guidance and my protection. Throat chakra. I am confident. I am confident. I am confident that I am learning and I am growing. I am confident that I am spirit. I am confident that spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I am confident Take a moment now to fill every cell of your body with confidence. Take a moment to allow yourself to be immersed in confidence. There is a place within you that is confident, and there is a place within you that is strong. Connect with that part of you that is already confident, already powerful, already strong. Let the false self fall away. Remember the truth of who you are now. You are confident. You are powerful. And you are one with all of life. Heart chakra. I am love. And love is all around me. I am love, and love is all around me. And as we tap, as I tap, I'm flooding the heart chakra now, your heart chakra with, and my heart chakra with healing energy. And any blockages in the heart chakra are dissolving now. I am love. And love is all around me. I am love. And love is all around me. Solar plexus. I am filled with simplicity. I am filled with simplicity amidst the complexity of life. And whenever you get overwhelmed, you can go back to the affirmation, I am filled with simplicity. I am filled with simplicity. And there's always just the next one, two, or three things you need to do. And in simplicity, you do what's next. I am filled with simplicity. Identity chakra, located 2 to 3 inches beneath the navel. I am filled with wholeness. I am filled with wholeness. I am filled with wholeness and open to love. And there is a place within you that is whole and complete. Connect with the wholeness of your being now. I am filled with wholeness. And base chakra, I am spirit, I am eternal, I am infinite, I am vast, and therefore I am safe. I am spirit, I am eternal, I am vast, I am infinite. And therefore, I am safe. And kidney one for peace. and connect now once again with that place within you that is vast, that is infinite, that is eternal. Connect with the vastness of who you are now. Connect with your infinite nature. Remember the truth of who you are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are an infinite being having a human experience. And as you remember the truth of who you really are, you will slowly bring more and more of that truth forward in your everyday life. As you connect with that part of you that is unlimited, you will begin to bring more of your unlimited nature forward. I am unlimited. I am unlimited. I am unlimited. Connect now with your unlimited nature. Feel the truth of who you really are. Expand beyond the body now. Merging with the all that is, merging with infinite power, infinite wisdom, infinite love, sitting in the vastness of who you are now. And as you sit in the truth of who you are, I'm going to send light to the group. You can open to receive this light. And when you're ready, you can slowly bring your attention back to the room around you. And I hope now you have a feeling of expansion and well-being. I know that a lot of people have said they can feel the light and the energy coming through the call. We have been meeting once a month, the last Sunday of every month. I think that that's the format that will continue, but be sure to be on my email list so that if there are any changes, you will be notified there. Let's see, what other announcements do I have? My first book, the one that's been out in hard copy for quite a while, is up on Amazon now. And for a limited time, it's being offered for 99 cents. I don't know when that will change, but sometime in the near future, I think. But anyway, for now, it's listed for 99 cents. Feel free, if you'd like to download the book, to read more about Tongren Chakra Balancing, to do so. If you live in the Amherst area, we meet every Monday night from 7 to 8:30 for a live group healing. And otherwise, I want to wish you an expansive and light-filled week. To feel free to stay connected through the blog. And if you have any questions, to shoot me an email. I'll be happy to answer your questions. Thanks again for joining us this evening, and have a wonderful night.